Before we dive back into the fun and pseudo-musicology of A3 Day, I must address something. This is fully unrelated, but I want it historically on record. To the neighbor in my Houston apartment complex who felt compelled to park your truck as close to our doors as possible, knowing full well that their engine is loud enough to wake the dead on the other side of Texas, you should have parked farther away. You woke me up at 5:12 a.m. today for nothing. I am not a person who graciously falls back asleep once jarred by the hands of evil. I have a long day ahead of me today. I have a long day every day, and I wish to kick you in the shin if I see you. I wish to kick you with the fervor of Stray Kids' God's Menus baseline. I will not look like a chef. I will look like a woman who's not grasped quality sleep since July 2018, that being the last time I slept in utter peace and silence anywhere in the world. Tread lightly tomorrow morning, you hear me? I may be on the porch with my shin-kicking boots and a cup of chamomile tea looking unassuming. That is all. Now for the related content. Multifaceted ACG presents An Album a Day turns 3 years old this spring, and A3 Day Sister Show turned 1 year old this past January. I didn't do anything celebratory on that anniversary date, but we'll combine the two celebrations later. It's an accomplishment, and one that took more momentum than pandemic living can afford. I made mention last year on an A3 Day episode that genuinely churning out that, quote, day part of this concept is a lot to chew on right now. There's still a whole panopticon going on outside with the Omana They Didn't variant floating around at this time. Yes, longtime K-pop fans, that live journal still goes strong. My current responsibilities and time constraints don't need to be ironed out in great detail, especially at 5:17 a.m. I believe you can sense that there's a lot going on. However, what needs to be addressed is the plan moving forward. First, that infamous season 6 that still isn't completed. I must re-record the episodes for the remaining A-named artists of the season that won't stop ending. Afterwards, I'll be releasing the episodes on Wednesdays only until the season finally comes to its close. I will observe the podcast anniversaries in April with a special episode and then take a brief break from May 18 until June 10. Now wait, don't roll your eyes and complain. I have pressing schedules I cannot escape that must have that break. Following that, promotions and energy will be deeply tossed into the annual podcast fest I oversee. Episodes will likely continue once a week until the event's conclusion in July. A summer hiatus will occur, and then we'll finally return to several weekday episodes as the show was intended. A3 Day Sister Show is already a bi-weekly experience when it has its seasons and showcases other hosts, so I'm not as nervous for its stability as I am for A3 Day, but it will work. The important thing is not backing down. I have a commitment to creating the content, and with the help of the patrons, the means to afford professional assistance as needed. As I've shared in the past, the contributions from Patreon 100% belong to the show. I don't pocket anything from their support. It covers hosting with the awesome Captivate.fm platform. I love my family over there. It covers new merchandise development, eventual multilingual transcribing, marketing efforts, and anything else the podcast needs. In fact, the newest accomplishment through our mutual effort is I will finally have the joy of sharing music directly in the show. You do realize that for 3 years, you've never heard any song I've talked about, right? That's insane, given that my podcast is about music commentary. I've left you to your own devices to seek out the music and make your own opinions without ever playing a portion of any song. I think that's a bit of a flex, low-key, and also something I'm grateful for. You've rolled with the podcast off the strength of what I bring to the table. Thank you. I won't have music every episode, but I will be making good on my declaration that great moments in production and delivery will finally see its day on the podcast. This concludes the updates for this week. I have sleep in my eyes, and I know I sound extra sultry right now, so just work with me. Continue to listen to older episodes. Find me on social media under the name Multifaceted ACG. That's MultiFacetedACG. And consider supporting the podcast with a repost, retweet, or a review. Shout out to the McGuallas, the freshmen, the student body, the scholars, and Laura T. and Jackie P. of the staff for all that you do for A3 Day, the multifaceted ACG brand, and me as a friend. I'll catch you next week, Wednesday, yeah? Like next week, next Wednesday, something like that. Well, I'll go with next Wednesday. Bye, y'all. And good night or good morning, wherever you may be.